Would you introduce yourselves, please? Pass it around.
I'm Pete.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Chili.
And I'm Will.
And you are in a band that is, I believe, called...
The Palmer Violets.
You went to school together. You met at the campfire at the Reading Festival. You probably were in bands before. So I filled in all the blanks that everybody has had you repeat 64,000 times. I want each of you to tell me something about the band that hasn't come out yet.
When we were first writing Rattlesnake Highway, there was a part where I was going to play the French horn, but we decided against it.
This is another one about Will. Will yeah, was...
It's all about Will.
Yeah, I wrote a song and didn't have a title, so I gave him the opportunity to name the song, and he named it Chicken Dippers.
So, about your song Chicken Dippers, is it really about dipping chicken in things? Or is it really about a guy who dips chickens? These are important questions.
They
we
are,
need to get
and
to
they
this.
Are, and they're being answered. And there's another. I've got another one about Will. His real hair color isn't ginger.
Oh my gosh!
I wouldn't call myself ginger.
It's hazelnut. Sorry.
Now you see. You know what the great thing is about the UK?
What's that?
It's so cool. You say ginger, we say redheads. You said, and this is why I've created everything I do, because there's nothing else that I liked. Not that other bands are shite, but that there was just nothing out there that you felt was like what you wanted to do.
Yeah, it was like a feeling. You don't get that feeling. And if you're not drawn in, you know, to it, and you're not emotionally attached to the music, then what's the point?
Yeah, I want my friends to listen to my show. If the other 10,000 people listen, but making music that your friends can dance to, that's a really good reason. That's the best reason, as far as I'm concerned, to do anything.
Absolutely.
If your friends will if you have sex and your friends will dance to it, that's a good reason to have sex. If you get drunk and your friends will dance to it, that's a good reason to get drunk. What do you think?
That's why I do it. That's why I have sex.
So people will dance to
people
it?
People will dance, yeah.
You didn't come from the groovy East End, or you didn't come from Notting Hill.
Nope.
You're from that other place that people are kind of like, where? Huh? So did that kind of make you want to do something? Not different, but make you just say, we're going to do what we want to do, and then people will figure out what it is?
Yeah, entirely. It was like starting all over again, really, and bringing people to a place that they never really ever normally come to was quite an exciting thing for us and quite an exciting thing for them, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think everybody automatically knew all the places where to go, especially in East place like East London. It was just a bit of a norm for a band to basically go along with this sort of normal criteria of venues and everywhere to go, but it's different.
But that N and M and E, that's not a bad thing, right? As long as they like you.
But I think if you can, if you're confident enough to go, we can just ride this hype, you know. It's not really our fault. I think we dealt with it really well as a group, you know.
And then again, sorry, most magazines and reviews, articles, they're just one person's opinion. So, you know, they'll love you and then they could hate you. And then at the end of the day, it's just one person's opinion.
They've been fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you find out about a lot of good music, good gigs on in London, especially with the enemy, like across the UK.
Now, I'm multiple tracks into this record and it's worked because I don't think you purposely tried to make a cohesive record. You tried to make a record that felt like what you felt like at the moment. And just to segue to where you know I have to go, you did bring in that pulp guy. Because it's the balance between being able to make an honest record, but also be assured as a young band it's going to sound good.
Yeah.
So what was it like to work with Steve? Give me a couple of nuggets, will ya?
Well, you could be naked around him, you know? We were like
comfortable, we felt
just really comfortable, you know.
Well,
just,
you gotta have props for the guy. The guy
he's a legend.
The guy.
He's a legend,
right?
He's got great hair. He's got great shoes. and he knows
great shoes are all the count.
Yeah, and he's and
great
he
trousers,
great trousers.
That's it. That's all you need.
He's, like, he's a big kid.
Who cares if he knows about engineering?
Right, his yeah, trousers
he,
below his.
He
below
does. His he does. He's a low rider. Yeah. Our manager is as well. Yeah, we've got to sort out this team.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just let us make all these mistakes. And he knew that they weren't going to work as well. And he would just go, all right, do it. Yeah. And he would set up all the stuff and do it. And then we would go 2 hours later, oh, you're right, Steve, this doesn't actually work. And he'd be like, look, because...
It didn't impede our, like... It was a quick record. Like,
but we needed to make those mistakes. And he didn't want us to, like, bypass them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because we'd never been in a...
He was also a fan, though, right? Because
right from the
you
start,
didn't go after him. He was at a show.
Yeah.
And he came up to us. And he came up to you. Now, that's the best.
He asked to come and see us in our house. And we played to him in our house.
At 180.
Yeah.
That's the best.
And he just seemed to be... He was excited, as we were, about making this record. You can't really...
In fact, more. We were slightly... we didn't really want to ever make a record. We just wanted to play to our friends.
So when you get to play with Paul Weller, you get to play Royal Albert Hall. So do you think, like, Palm of Violets, you could do a whole, like, series of Violet shirts?
Yeah, we've had a lot of clothing line interests. Like, our first one was tourism.
We were just going to make our merchandise and things like Palm of Violets.
Yeah. Caps
Bum bags.
You mean like the really bad sweatshirts with the hoodies?
They'll be dancing down the catwalk in doing tourist equipment in a few years' time.
Boy, that could work.
Four.
So if I added your friend Ian to the band you're opening for, this might be the publication. Guard Ian.
Oh right.
Might be the publication.
He's a very nice guy. We love Paul.
You mean the quote, 180 isn't a bad album. It just needs time to develop.
Oh man, you should see.
I love that. I love that. No, I read that no, and go, I was go like, to, yeah, go get him.
Go to there was one.
Just needs time to develop.
Read the band of the day about a band called Childhood, who are just really, really great.
Yeah.
And
like our best friend.
You know, and the Guardian thought it was fitting, or whoever wrote it, fitting that
it was Paul Lester.
He should mention us about how bad we were in their review. It was that sort of okay.
But have you got anything else to write about?
He's a troubled guy. I mean, he just seemed. I read some of his reviews, and they don't seem very happy. We love you, Paul Lester.
No, I mean, it's like, God.
Where are the slick concept videos? Where are they? We need like the fancy director and the slick concept videos.
They're coming.
Where are they?
They're on their way.
Are they on their way?
Well, we might do another video for America.
Yeah. You might do one?
Yeah.
You might count out.
Because everyone tells us
Hollywood
that.
Enough.
Yeah, everyone was going, the label going, oh, it's not Hollywood enough. It's not this.
You know
that.
I'm pulling your leg because...
I know, but what's your view on this?
Well,
my
view, it's called What's Right for the Band, What's Going to Put Over the Music. There's more than a dozen songs. You got some other songs. You'll probably come up with a second album, maybe do a weird cover and stuff. There's other stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to like be like one-hit wonders here in the U.S., are you?
Well, that was the plan, but it seems to be gathering momentum.
It's not working, huh?
So,
well, yeah, I mean, come on, you do a secret track, and then you don't tell anybody, and you don't even put on the album. There's you need a sticker on the album. Be sure to listen to the secret track, which is right next to the last track that we purposely put on here to make you really understand that we put on the last track because we knew it was the last track and we sequenced the album that way.
Probably drunk and stoned at the same time when we decided to put that track together.
Yeah, we want to this would be a good place to tell you this. But we
never talked about it before. I can't believe we've never talked about it.
I know.
No one's talked about
basically that, we had this
piece of music.
We were upstairs, right, in Studio 180. And Sam was sitting there, and I was playing this. We got this, like, what is it? Like a harm.
What is it called? It's an organ, isn't it?
Yeah, it was electrical.
It's like an electric organ thing, and I'm playing this dindling, right, that comes on the end of the record, and then there's this kind of like train sound.
We've got the train sound on the record, but we had to cut the classical piece.
Organ bit. I'll show you after this. Maybe we'll send you the track.
Well, yeah, but anyway, so we really wanted to do this like ending bit, and
iTunes have said that, because we wanted it to be a secret track, said that you can't have...
They don't allow that.
Because of money.
And can we drive you down to Cupertino? It's only like 50 miles from here, and we can show up at iTunes, and we can... I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. It's two of your songs is the bread, and songs by others in between.